I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Retail spending in Sangamon County looks to be down, and we'll get an update on the Kidzeum project. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, you took a look at some retail sales trends from the Springfield Chamber's analysis, and what did you find out?
The Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce takes a look at consumer spending in Sangamon County by 10 categories. Now, this is everything from groceries to agricultural equipment. And what they found in 2016, that overall spending was down about 1.3% from 2015, and that was the lowest level in 3 years. But this was not across the board. Most notably, spending on groceries and food was up about 18%, while general merchandise spending was down about 7%. What they're looking at here again, Sean, is the possibility that people are shifting a lot of their general merchandise purchases in particular to websites.
And of course, when we hear that, that seems to echo what is apparently a national trend. Is there any hope that locally they can turn this thing around?
Well, there are several efforts. There is a group called Local First Springfield that's been around for several years, and their emphasis is buying local from locally owned shops. But ultimately, as City of Springfield Budget Director Bill McCarty pointed out, this is a federal issue. It's not happening just in Springfield. States across the country are trying to figure out ways to collect sales taxes from online purchases, and that just hasn't really been resolved yet. So one of the things the city keeps going back to is you need to assure job growth, population growth to keep that baseline spending coming in, because this trend toward online sales just continues to accelerate.
Well, from retail spending to the farm economy, and there seems to be some question whether or not things are getting better when it comes to the outlook for the farm economy. What's the latest on that?
Well, I've been covering farmers and farming for a lot of years here in Central Illinois, and one of the things you'll pick up on fairly quickly is there's always some skepticism between farmers and the official forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, whether it's yields or farm income. And in August, the USDA predicted farm income would be up this year for the first time in 3 years. Now, if you go out and you talk to farmers and even some farm economists at University of Illinois, Creighton University, they're not so sure that the turnaround is here. And what they're telling us is probably it's reached bottom, but they're not ready to say that there will be an increase in income this year. And that ripples through the banks, the rural real estate, and the job markets. So it's not just something that affects farmers.
Finally this week, Tim, a project we've been following for quite some time appears to now have a target for opening, and that is the Kidzeum of Health and Science. It's going to be in downtown Springfield, and again, expected to be open next year.
Work is well along on a group of historic buildings in the 400 block of East Adams Street. This is just a little bit west of the old state capitol. They're now looking at a June 2018 opening, and this has been, well, 9 years coming, at least in terms of fundraising. They have about $6.9 million now. They're trying to raise another $450,000 or so for initial operating expenses prior to next summer's opening. But the work is well along, as I mentioned. The exhibits are ready to move in. They think they'll be done with the renovation in February, then take 2 or 3 months to move the exhibits in and assemble them, and then a summer of 2018 opening.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.